Conductors of light. The physical sun is a conductor of the substance of flame from the great central sun. Man is a conductor, and his presence on the planet Earth is to draw the electronic substance, which is the light and life of the sun, and to magnify that substance in works. The electronic light rays that form the atmosphere of Earth are conductors. The mountains, the seas, the trees, the birds, the bees, and countless expressions of nature's manifestations are all conductors of certain radiations which form the formula by which human life can have a sustained existence on Earth. However, man is the only qualified conductor of the cosmic flame, which purpose it is to direct the power, intelligence, light, and consciousness of the sun into the planet and its atmosphere. It is a development of this power to draw this cosmic force, direct it, and utilize it, which forms the basis of the instruction which is released to you by the spiritual hierarchy. Some life streams are natural and unconscious conductors due to certain development and dedication of purpose through the centuries. The ascended masters are conscious, voluntary conductors of more than ordinary outpourings of flame at certain periods and cycles. The infusion of the words, the consciousness, the radiation, and the outpouring of the electronic force is required to see the Earth and its people through this present crisis. And the more attention and dedication of those who know of the service of the spiritual hierarchy, the more of this electronic force can flow through those so cognizant, making them localized conductors of an invisible force, which is the atmosphere of the new day. Every time the attention is turned towards any facet which the ascended masters represent, this electronic substance is given an opportunity to flow into the lower atmosphere of Earth. The intellectual attention, the emotional devotion, is all that is required to make the contact by which this substance might flow to enrich the lower atmosphere, and it truly makes a localized sun in and around the very environment of the chela, which is of more powerful, potent cosmic import than the chela shall ever know. Conductors of cosmic energy. To have the inner sight opened for a short period of time, say for half an hour, would so transport you into a world of light wherein you could see the reality behind all action, that you would never again find form as either an imprisonment or an actuality. If mankind could see the beautiful conductors of cosmic energy which they really are, how the electrons fly from the fingertips, the feet, and particularly from any part of the body which is concentrated focus of activity for the moment, they would find that the display of fireworks in any celebration such as the 4th of July but a poor imitation of their own capacity to emit electronic force. Although the entire body is constantly sending forth sparks of light or electricity, the tremendous shooting forth of the cosmic particles is concentrated where the attention for the moment is active. Thus, it passes from the hand in a handshake, or from the eye in the process of reading or looking at objects, from the forehead in thought, from the lips in speech and song, and so on. Energy follows thought. The quality of the electrons, of course, is determined by the evolution and the feeling of the individual. When two or more individuals meet to discuss any problem or to combine their efforts for a good cause, the tremendous release of the electronic particles from all parties into the contemplated activity will have a tremendous effect upon its final outcome, and the nature of the participants as well as their feelings during the process of preparing and actually executing the plan will determine the type of manifestation it will outpicture. When two or more individuals meet to discuss any problem or to combine their efforts for a good cause, the tremendous release of the electronic particles from all parties into the contemplated activity will have a tremendous effect upon its final outcome and the nature of the participants as well as their feelings during the process of preparing and actually executing the plan will determine the type of manifestation it will outpicture. I most sincerely counsel the Chelas to contemplate the foregoing and to consider the pictures which they send out into the universal, knowing always that they are an open book to all who have preceded them into the light.